Gretchen Hansen, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Your research has some surprising findings that indicate invasive species don't always take over their environment. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So we looked at 16 different invasive species and their abundance in a whole bunch of sites. And what we found was that for all the species we looked at, in most places where they established populations, they actually didn't get to really high abundances. It was only a few places for each species that they got to the high numbers that we might think of invasive species being at.
So in other words, they weren't always acting like an invasive, or they weren't actually taking over in some cases.
That's right, yeah. And this is a pattern that's well known for species in general. So native species, most places where they're present, they just can't reach their peak abundances because they don't have enough food, or there's too many predators, or whatever conditions just aren't exactly right.
Okay, so invasive species are behaving kind of like native plants do, in that their growth is subject to a lot of environmental conditions?
Right, and we didn't look at in this study what were the conditions that let them get to high abundances. We just looked at the patterns. And we did find some differences between invasives and native species. On average, invasive species were more abundant than native species. But again, most of the time, no matter what, if they were invasive or native, most of the time they were at low numbers.
And were you surprised by that?
You know, this study started because my advisor at the time, Jake VanderZanden, and I, we were talking about how in our experience, it seemed like this was the case, that even though our studies tended to focus on the places where invasives were really abundant, if we did a broad scale survey and looked at, say, a whole bunch of different lakes, we would find them at low abundances in a lot of places. So we wanted to test it using as much data as we could get our hands on.
And so are you saying that if I live on a lake and I find maybe Eurasian water milfoil or a zebra mussel in the lake for the first time, should I be worried?
Yeah, we're definitely not saying that invasive species aren't bad and they aren't a problem. And I just want to be really clear about that, that is not our message. These results show us that maybe we should just think about invasive species a little bit more subtly, that just because they're there, you maybe should be worried. It would be better if they weren't there. But just because they're there doesn't necessarily mean they're going to take over.
A lot of invasive species efforts are focused on prevention, which I think is reflecting the idea that once a species is present, there's almost no going back. Do your findings change that assumption or that focus on prevention?
No, I don't think they do. I think prevention is still definitely the most important thing we can do with regards to invasive species, because we can't really predict at this point which places are going to be the ones where invasives get out of control and really abundant. We can't know that in advance. I think what our results do change maybe is once species are established, maybe we can direct our control resources towards the places where we might see hotspots of invasive species, where they're the most abundant.
What are the questions that you're asking next? Where does this research point you?
Well, I think the highest priority next question is something we already touched on, of is there a way that we can predict what are the places where they're going to get really abundant? So identifying, are there certain conditions in the lake or conditions of the native community that lend themselves to invasives getting really abundant? And if we can predict that in advance, that might lead us down the road of being able to prioritize prevention efforts, of really focusing on the places where they're likely to have the highest impacts.
Gretchen Hansen, thanks so much for your time today.
Yeah, thanks for your interest. It was fun.